Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. During this Easter week, I thought it would be helpful to look at some of the events and teaching on each day running up to Resurrection Sunday, the greatest day. If you find these devotionals helpful, please do pass them on to anyone else that you think might find them helpful. So today we look at the events of Easter Friday, Good Friday. Today's lesson: God's goodness is most clearly seen in the death of Christ, and his goodness is most enjoyed by those who live near the cross. On Friday of Easter, Jesus was arrested, condemned, was crucified, died, and was placed in a tomb. Let's consider a few aspects of this day in which we see the greatest vision of the goodness of God in history. And I encourage you, if you can find the time, make the time to read all the accounts from all four Gospels of the Easter events. And to below, I've included a few key elements from the Gospel of Luke. Firstly, we see his goodness in his betrayal. Luke 22:47 to 14:8. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and a man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Secondly, see his goodness as he is disowned. Luke 22:59 to 62. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know who you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. Thirdly, see his goodness as he is mocked. Luke 22:63 to 64. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. Fourthly, see his goodness as he is crucified. Luke 23:20 to 21 and 23 to 25. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. Fifthly, see his goodness in his death for sinners. Luke 23:44 to 46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 PM, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he said this, he breathed his last. Sixthly, see his goodness as he's placed in a tomb. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man. He had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. So in response, see and enjoy God's goodness. This Good Friday, I hope we can see that God's goodness is most clearly seen in the death of Christ, and his goodness most enjoyed by those who live near the cross. Paul, when speaking of knowing the love and goodness of God, points to the cross in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I wonder where we find confidence that God loves us. Many of us are tempted to judge God's love for us by the circumstances of our lives and feelings. However, circumstances and feelings change for good or bad. But the love of God, as seen in the cross, his death for sinners, is the unshakable foundation of God's love. Yesterday we talked about the Holy Spirit filling us and teaching us about peace. And this is the Holy Spirit's word to you. Let's listen to the Holy Spirit. He demonstrates his love for you in this. While you were a sinner, Christ died for you, not because of your circumstances, not based upon your feelings, but based upon the cross. Let the Holy Spirit convince you of God's love afresh. We all continue to make mistakes and sin, and oftentimes we are reminded of past failures and regrets. Added to this, the devil, who is called the accuser, assaults us with condemnation. If we are to find victory and joy, it's vital that we live near the cross and see that in Christ there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God bless you.